before they found that lake, those they call them twins, first twins ever known, and they were wonderful people. And they camp over here. They had a little village at Little Fork River, and a couple of those wonderful Indians, twins, and start most deer hunting, terrible hunting, and bow and arrows, and then they start going north from Little Fork River, and they went camp out 2 or 3 days. And they come on a hill about 2 miles, 2-3 miles from home. And they were camping in there, playing or doing something all the young people used to do. And they heard drums. They look at each other, showing up their drums. And they come on further north. And pretty soon, they showed up, they heard drums. Let's look for that bunch of people. Sure enough, they struck a big ridge. And on top of that ridge, they climbed up trees and they spotted that lake. And they were going down the shoreline of that lake, and they started to walk along the shore in the swamp. And they went to the point. They went around that point. And they still heard the drums, or having some fun out there somewhere. And going along the shoreline, they seen a little island. And they stood there for quite a while, and seen that man coming across on top of the water, and wearing some kind of, looked like a net. All around his body. And pretty soon he started talking to them Indians and said, "This is my lake. You're welcome to it. And this is going to be a Indian village right here in this shore. But don't go across the lake. And I don't want nobody put their wigwam around my island. That's my island," he said to them twins. And because our own spirit are in the island, and I don't want them to be disturbed. And because I want the Indians to have their wigwams along the shoreline and gathering wild rice. Well, I'm going to stay here, us spiritual person, this island, and that island over there, another island there, and I don't want that to be disturbed. There's some more spirits over there, spiritual life living there. And that big island, Indians can stay there, have their wigwams in that big island. And you tell your people where you come from. They can come over here on this shore and have their wigwams. And you can go back and tell them people to come here, and you can harvest all this rice. That's my rice. And you can have it as long as all you can get hold of. Bring your canoes and get that rice. Tell them people to say something about God before they eat that rice, because that's going to be my rice. And so the twins went back as fast as they can, and tell the other Indians to to move up right across the country. It's quite a long ways from across there. And most of them people didn't believe in them. And they come way around there, and that river, going down the river, and they couldn't hardly find that river was full of logs and floating logs. I think another roots. And they start making portages and all the way. Well, some of them are packing their canoes across country and get here in that lake and have the white rice. That's how they found that in that lake. But now, the Indians used to come from all over. Vermilion Lake, Burnside Lake, Basswood, Mac LaCroix, Rainy Lake, Seine River. Indians used to come all over and come right here to rice. There was hardly any rice any place else at that time. Well, those twin brothers was the first chiefs ever known at that year. And in the fall, some of them lived here years and years, and that's how Ned Lake started. That's all. They believed there was a big animal, and that was a big beaver. And they believe he's around there in Duluth nearby. And they spot that somewhere in Duluth. That was a spirit and animal show story. And he called his grandmother. He's going to hunt that beaver, and it's going to change him to the size of a beaver. And he told his mother to go at Isle Royal, and so he can call her to go down to the down to Sioux, and if he discovered that beaver. Oh, he finally searched, and then he finally located where the beaver is, and he started digging, and he finally dug the right place and chased that big animal away. No, you're not going to kill no Indians. Indians won't live if you kill them. I'm going to kill you and cut you in pieces of right size so the Indians can eat you up. That's what Nenebushu told that big beaver. So he went and chased him out of there. And a big beaver went out and went through the dam, that little dam he had, then he broke it open and started out. And called his grandmother to go down a river and four of those big lakes. And there was many islands, one of that one of them big lakes, and to go over there and set your net, and we'll catch that big beaver, and I'll come and cut him up. So the grandmother went over there and set the net, to catch that big beaver. Well, he went down to falls, then went right down, followed the big beaver. And the old lady knew that she caught that big beaver. And she yelled at the grandson, Nanabushu, to come in a hurry. Then so Nanabushu got up to the net, captured that big beaver. And he cut him up in small chunks. No, you can't kill an Indian. You're not supposed to. God says so. I'm going to cut you up the size of you, the size of beaver you're going to be. So he cut him up and threw him all over the area. That's the size of the beaver now. Well, then instead of eating an Indian, Indians will eat you up. You'll live on your meat. He told that beaver. Now there never will be any more big overgrown beaver.